There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and that's what we do here at the Power Hour. And that involves the control over our own bodies, taking care of ourselves, and making sure that we do not bring any more damage than is necessary. And joining me today is Norbert Hauser. He is originally from Germany, lives in the United States. He's involved in alternative health here in the United States, and he has a sort of really good six steps to good health that we need to take seriously. It seems to me, and I want to thank you very much for joining me in the studio today, Norbert. Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour.
Of course, sure. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, sometimes we make it too difficult, don't we? We kind of gum things up with all the things that we should be doing, when in reality, you say there's six steps to health that we really need to address and then move on from there. But the six basics need to be met first.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in alternative medicine for 35 years plus, and I keep watching people and reactions, and I one day came across these six steps, and I nailed them down, and I'm not saying I know everything, and I'll be happy when the listeners out there eventually may get back to me and make proposals for improvement of these six steps, and I'm happy to add one on or two steps if needed.
Well, I appreciate your willingness to accept new information. That's the sign of a very smart person. If there's something better out there, let's do it. And I like that attitude. Let's start with those six steps because, like I said, sometimes we make it too difficult. And I like the way that you have put this down to a simple format. And I do want to say to those people that are going to be starting a mini retreat at home, maybe this is something you can start doing at home. As I, like I said, have paper and pencil ready so that you can perhaps address these in your own home.
Yeah, if you take pencil and paper and write down the six step and later on look over it and think along with it, and maybe I can contribute to your health and to your well-being. So each of these six steps is different in one way or the other, which means for some people they may say, oh, step one and two is easy, but three is very difficult. Another person says one and two is difficult and three is easy. So everyone is different depending on his lifestyle, his circumstances, and the way he goes. But each of these steps, I think, is very special in order to achieve health. Because what the first step is, I call it confront. You have to confront that you are in a condition with an illness which needs to be addressed without neglecting any part of it or dramatizing. You have a lot of people, they have a cough and it's automatically already cancer, and have other people who have a tough time with their body and they try to ignore it. They hope this goes away. They just say, okay, fine, another day or two, a week. They don't look at it. They don't confront it. So confront that there's something going on you have to handle. Don't dramatize it. Don't make it bigger than it is. Don't make it smaller than it is. The more realistic you are, the more realistic are the chances you can handle it. So confront it. That's the first step.
You know, let me just add that too many people will develop problems with indigestion. Back pain, knee pain, and they don't address the reason why they might be having that. It's easier to take an aspirin, get it to go away, and then, hey, I don't have the problem.
Of course, we're all looking for the silver bullet, to lose our weight, to look good, to look young. We all look for the silver bullet. We want that. And if somebody has a chance between a pill, let's say to get rid of your headache and take a 30-minute walk out in the forest, 99.9% most likely will take the pill.
That's right. That's right. The easier, softer way. I would rather take a pill than go take a walk out in nature. And I know Gary Null is big on nature, being quiet while you're out with nature. He says has a tremendous impact on our health. But do we do that? We did a program the other day on earthing, where you come in contact with the earth and how important that is. But how many people really do that? We got a 3-minute break coming at us. We'll be back. Norbert, who's Hauser is joining us today. We're going to talk about the other five steps to health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley and Norbert Hauser.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. Norbert Hauser is joining us today in the studio. I really appreciate him coming to the Power Hour. We've spent a remarkable day yesterday. Hopefully we'll be able to do a show very soon and tell you what we did here at the Power Hour yesterday with him. But he's giving you an idea, though, of the six steps of health. Confronting is number one, and that means get serious with yourself. And don't allow all the excuses to get in there. We have to confront or just be honest and upfront first. That's number one. Number two, Norbert.
Yeah, one more sentence to the number one. I know by experience that we all, if we have a bad situation, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in this world, whether it's with our taxes, with our bank account, we have the tendency not to confront it and hope it goes away by itself. And a bad thing never goes away by itself. I've never seen that ever happen. Okay, so...
Well, I always think this time it will.
Okay.
This time.
Yes, okay.
All right.
So step number two. Very difficult one. Find the right protocol, which means, let's say you have arthritis, just to give something. You can put the blanks anything in your current situation. Now you have to find a protocol which really takes care of this problem. A doctor, a person in the medical field, a product, a procedure, a protocol which takes care of this problem. And again, very important, I'm sure Joyce talked about this for years, don't do it with chemicals. Don't do it with typical medications. 75,000 registered chemicals on this planet are all toxic. They may help you for the moment, or they seem to give a relief, but they have so many side effects that it's just out of this world. So you have to find the right protocol. Very different. Very difficult. You must find a person, a procedure, which truly helps the problem, and not helps the problem only, but finds the reason for the problem. Because we are talking about symptoms. Let's say you and I, on listen out there, we go both to Fukushima for a week, and we come home. Fukushima may have affected us, both of us, it will, but may be completely different. You have a liver problem, I have a heart problem thereafter. These are just symptoms, but the cause was our visit and stay around Fukushima with the radiation. So one thing is to get rid of the symptoms, yes, but more important than that, to find the cause of these symptoms. So a real good protocol helps you to relieve the problems, but more importantly, addresses the symptoms. So find the right protocol is step number two.
And let me just add that you don't want the protocol of the week program. I've done that before, and that does not work. You cannot get enough effectiveness from 1 week of trying something and then saying, oh, that didn't work, I'll move on to something else. And I know that we have so many alternative doctors on this program, and they all have a different answer. But one has to search it out, and the time to do that is now. Not when you get the problem, because then it comes down to, you know, where the rubber meets the road. You need to know in advance. So if it's going to be food, if it's going to be supplements, if it's going to be whatever, one needs to find out their answers to their body in a preventative method rather than waiting for the problem to occur.
Yes, absolutely true. And I hope I have the pleasure one day, Joyce, to work with you on some other things I've written up, I came across, which take a bit longer time, which will specifically address that exact point.
Excellent. Excellent. I hope so.
So that was step number two. May you have written it down as to memory in the future, what you want to work on and what it is all about. And then there's step number three. The step number three, I call it finances. Regardless how good the procedure is, and I hope it is good and effectful, and regardless how inexpensive it is, there's still some money attached to it. Even if it's only $5, then fine, then it's only $5. But it's $5. And maybe 50 or 500 or 5,000, I don't know. But you have to be prepared that you set yourself up financially to financially commit, support these actions.
And you can put that money into organic food now, into quality food now, or later into supplements and the things to get you out of the situation, which I have learned, you might not want to do. So if you want to go buy a Nutribullet now, start juicing, start doing the right things for your body. That will ameliorate your condition, and you might not ever need to do this. So you pay your money now, or you pay it later.
Yeah, you always pay your price. Every time something is wrong in this world, you pay your price. You drive your car and you hear some rattling sound and you ignore it. And then 2 weeks later, the car breaks down totally. And the guy in the garage says, well, when you hear this rattling sound, if you had stopped by, we could have fixed it for $100. Now it costs you $2,000. You missed the point. You missed the part. There's always a writing on the wall. You have a problem in your marriage. You have a problem with your kids. The kids have problems with drugs. There's always a writing on the wall. You just have to read it, confront it, and pick it up early. At the earliest stage, the bigger is the chance to get it handled with less cost and less personal pain.
Excellent. Number four.
Number four. It's time. I've seen people who develop, let's say, arthritis again over 20 years. And now they are in the protocol which works, which is right, and they're not willing to keep working at it for a month or two or three or four. What developed 10 years? Mm-hmm. Again, we're expecting the silver bullet. We're expecting, okay, I give it, you know, and they start, and after a week it gets a bit too lengthy, and another week, okay, and they suddenly drop more or less what they were doing and which is promising. We have to understand, before we have pain, we have already a chaos in our body. Pain kicks in rather late. Pain kicks in and the body says, hey, wake up. There's something going wrong. You got to do something. It's like if you have thirst. Thirst is the first sign that you're dying. The body knocks on your door and says, I need badly water.
You are really dehydrated when you're thirsty then.
Oh, yeah. And the body says, look, if you don't feed me now with water, I'm going to die.
Interesting.
So thirst is a warning signal from the body as hunger. Something is going wrong here. They knock on your door. There's a writing on the wall. Give me water. And if you ignore it and you ignore it, well, you end up in more and more problems. So they are writing on the walls and we usually ignore them. Again, a question of confront. We want it easy and fast. So with time, I see more and more that people in our society want this instant soup and this instant food and this instant happiness and this instant whatever. It got to be fast. When I was a kid, I would have my first bicycle. I had to work on the garage for 2 years to collect the money for my racing bike.
Really?
Nowadays, if you tell a kid, look, you want a bike? Well, we're going to save money for 2 years and then you get your bike. No, I want the bike now.
Next weekend.
No, tomorrow. This afternoon, we can go to Toys R Us and get our bike, right? They're all sitting there. So we want everything now and immediately and direct. We don't want to invest time in relationship. Yeah. We have a relationship with the woman, like in my case, for example, as a man, and the relationship goes a bit south, and are we willing to invest a year or two to fix it?
Ooh.
No, we rather run away and start all over again with somebody else rather than saying, okay, we worked together for 10 years and it's a bit of a downer, so come on, let's work on it, right? We don't want to invest time. We don't want to get we want to get away with it. So be truly prepared to put in the time your body will need to recover fully.
It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you said something yesterday that was so compelling to me. I thought about it all night long. When you have cancer...
You're the only woman who thought about something I said all night long. You know that.
Well, thank you very much. You know, when you have cancer, you said that you have cancer for quite a while, and then the pain kicks in.
Yes.
And then you experience the pain, and you do the right things. I went to the Gary Noel retreat. That happened to be a right thing for me to do. You change the way you eat, to change the way you do things, and then all of a sudden the pain starts to go away. Cancer may still be there, but the pain starts to go away. And then I get lax.
Yes.
Well, the pain's gone. Gee, it must be gone.
Yes, exactly. The moment the pain is gone, we drop the ball. So what happens if you imagine a wave, a sine wave curve, right? At the early part of the sine wave, let's say in the bottom third, before it builds up to the top, there's no pain. So your body is in jeopardy. You are in a chaos situation, but you don't know it yet. And there's no pain. And pain is the indicator there's something going on. Do something. You do something. And then the sine wave curve goes down again on the other side, and then the pain is gone, but the illness, the disease, the cause, may be not fully handled.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
If the cause is not fully handled, I meet more and more people. They said, oh, I had cancer, I had treatment, I had whatever this stupid chemical is called there. Forgot the word. What do they usually use for treating people with cancer?
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy, thank you. Sorry for the cancer, thank you. And that chemotherapy, and the cancer is gone. And or they say they cut it off. They open up the body and cut the cancer out. And I said, okay, and did they find the cause of the cancer? What do you mean cause? It's gone. Well, I hope it's gone for you. And I don't usually stop because I don't want to discourage them. But the true answer, and if I know the person well, I would do it. Otherwise, I don't want to scare them off. The true answer is, sorry, it's not gone. Okay.
That's right. You know, I knew a lady who recently had breast cancer. And so she had the mastectomy. She had the radiation. She had the chemo. Lost her hair. Went through a whole nine yards. And then she went back to drinking and smoking and saying, well, the cancer's gone, so I'm okay now. Well, it's just a matter of time. She's a walking time bomb as a result of that. She's only in worse condition because of chemo threat to her immune system. Okay, number five.
Number five. Now comes the part where most of the people just don't get it.
Really? Okay, we've got a four-minute break. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Norbert Huser is our guest, and it's all about your health. Six steps to health, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. This is Joy Schmiley.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for joining us. Norbert Hauser is our guest today, and you'll be hearing more from him in the future because he has an interest that we have, and that is in frequencies. His background is music and is in the highest end quality audio equipment coming from Germany. He had your speakers and your systems in Germany are not cheap, are they?
No, we're not cheap. A Mercedes is not cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you make a decision in life. Do I want quality or can't afford it? Or a Ford is fine or a Subaru. It brings across town. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. There are cheap speakers out there. Most of them are very, very cheap.
But you have the best equipment. You did the opera houses.
Most of the German opera houses we equipped. The German parliament, which is equal to your Congress.
Really?
Most of the city halls and state government halls. We equipped all those as quality is an issue there, not the price. On it.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring in the nexus here because that's what brought you into alternative medicine and frequencies.
Yes.
Was music and was high-end quality equipment. So we'll talk about that later because it gives me goosebumps to even talk about it right now, but that's not our issue right now. But I just wanted to give people a little bit of a taste of what you're going to be talking about in the future. Okay, number five.
Number five is prevention. As your body becomes healthier, recognize any physical or mental situations which contributed to your illness, which means which are the causes, and phase them out of your life so it doesn't happen again. So it's what Gary Null promotes all the time. Change your life. Change your attitudes. Obviously, the attitudes you had brought you in this situation. So change it. Look what caused it and cut off that cause. If it's cigarettes, cut it off. If it's alcohol, cut it off. If it's unhealthy food, cut it off. If it's a mental problem in your family with your wife, change it. Because otherwise it comes back again.
Mm-hmm. It will be even worse. It doesn't get any better. The bad thing doesn't go away. Number six.
Number six is maintenance. You know, we brush our teeth regularly every day because we know if you do it once in a lifetime, it doesn't work, right? So you got to maintain your health. And health is not a train station. You arrived and that's it. The number one in the world in tennis keeps exercising every day 5 hours or whatever to stay number one. If we're healthy, we have to work on it. People who are healthy and do well mostly kind of go sluggish and say, okay, fine, that's it, I'm there. No, you're never there. With the influences on this planet, with chemtrails and with toxic food and with mental problem and stress, which is a big contributor to all these problems,
mm-hmm.
You have to maintain the health. And that's the last and the six steps. And if these six steps, you look at it, you look at them, and you keep them on your fridge like a list, I encourage you. Then you start to address the issues. But you have to be aware of the six steps. Otherwise, it's going to slap in your face again. Be aware of the six steps like the preamble in a constitution, the first ones or whatever, you know. And the other things are built on it.
That's right. That's right. And it's all about being honest with yourself because you can be as dishonest as you want and you can allow the problem to fester, get worse, and then say, oh, well, it's not that big a deal or whatever. But the bottom line is facing this in this fashion, you can move forward and make a decision to do something different and then stick with it. Now, talking about frequencies real quickly.
Yeah. Most of the listeners, I believe, have heard about Nikola Tesla. And Nikola Tesla once said, if you want to find out the secrets of this universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Ooh, energy, frequency, and vibration.
Most of the people are not aware there's an alpha phase, of course, detected by a German engineer. Who else can do that? The German engineer found out that there is a frequency on this planet from 7.8 hertz. And without that frequency, we cannot exist. And nearly nobody knows that. And he didn't give his name Schumann, so he called it modestly alpha frequency. And the alpha frequency runs the planet. And later out, they found out the brain has a frequency. And guess what is the frequency? 7.8.
Ooh.
Is that cool or what?
Wow.
Is that cool?
That is. That is really cool.
So they took students and put them in a bunker underground where there is no 7.8 frequency. They all became sick.
Physically, mentally, emotionally? Physically
sick, completely washed away. And they studied that for several weeks, and they all became sick because they didn't have the 7.8 frequency we have here on the planet. And then they reintroduced the 7.8 frequency into this bunker, and they mainly, mostly recover.
Wow. There's your evidence, ladies and gentlemen. There's your proof. Norbert Hauser, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. Look forward to having you back again.
Thank you for having me, guys, and have a good day out there.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Ralph Winterrode, IRS. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're waiting to make connection with Ralph Winterode from Alaska. He got up at oh dark 30 to be here with us today, which I appreciate so very much. I'll go ahead and give you the intro of Ralph Winterode now before we get him online. He was raised in Kansas, moved to Alaska, has been doing telecommunications work, owned a huge, large telecommunications company in Alaska. A very bright man. And I have to tell you that probably it was he that kept me going and inspired to stay with the Gulf War illness issue, because he offered to bring me to Alaska at the military bases there to talk about the Gulf War illness, because he was impressed with the amount of documentation that I had. Sure enough, when I went up there, he still had the telecommunications company, and he had a law library that was absolutely unbelievable for any civilian person to have. He made it possible to do the first film documentary called Gulf War Illness, Fact or Fiction. He paid for that and supported me in that because he believed in the Gulf War illness issue and the standpoint of helping our veterans and exposing this to the people of the United States. He did that, kept me going, because it provided sort of the incentive that I needed. And his fascination and is with documentation. Anything that he can prove is what he wants to do. And with that, he became involved in the IRS issue. He has probably done more in the way of investigation He currently researches IRS criminal law, child custody, and the demise of the Constitutional Republic. It's cost him his company, which he lost in 2001, and his marriage, and a lot of stress in his life. He's had a lot of contact with law enforcement since that time. He also does a radio show on Republic Broadcasting Network, 2 to 4 Alaska time. I don't know if you're there or not, but 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Trevor, do we have Ralph joining us now? Trevor, do we have Ralph? Wow. We're trying to make... contact with Ralph. And Ralph literally gets into the belly of the beast. Now, this man does not mince words. And you have to have a certain amount of background to be able to understand what he says. But don't let that stop you. If you don't have the background, listen up and then check out what he has to say. Because I don't think there's anyone out there that has any better information regarding the IRS than Ralph Winterrode. Truly, I believe that with all my heart. And I know a lot of educated people believe that also. And he spends his life helping other people in the IRS issues. Ralph Winterrode, thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Wow, thanks for having me on here. I was up and then I dozed off a little bit here.
At least you admit it. Well, my goodness, it's oh dark 30 in Alaska right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, it's been amazing though what we've been doing with the IRS.
It is. Let me see if we can get a little bit more volume on you, either from your end or from Trevor's end, so that we can get some volume here, because I want everybody to hear every single thing you have to say, because this is quite important. Now, you called me the other day and said you had some pretty startling information, and I want to get to that, but let's give a little bit of the background of the IRS. Let's say somebody's driving around L.A. right now, never listened to the Power Hour, or heard anything other than belly up to the IRS bar on April 15th and do your part to buy more weapons to kill little innocent children in foreign countries that we don't even know where they are. But talk to us about the structure, the legality of the IRS system.
Well, you know, the Internal Revenue criminals, which they are, it is a... they make the mafia look like beginners. It's absolutely startling what we have found out about these people. They have pulled the biggest fraud on America. They get around and they intimidate us and to, quote, donate to them. And they threaten us to put us in jail.
Voluntarily, and I would add.
Voluntarily, yes. And there are solutions, and we're doing it. People say you can't do it. You can. Just like on this healthcare stuff, if you go look that up, there isn't any way they can punish you on the healthcare. That's right in the stuff. They can't garnish you. They can't put you in jail. They can't put any notices of federal tax lien. It's all a bluff. But they're really good at it because they get people to sign up for it voluntarily because we don't know and because we've been lied to. And then the way what they hold over people's head is, well, we've got your money, so we're not going to give you the refund. Now, that they can do on this health care thing. So there are ways out of this. And you know what the best solution is? You quit donating. You just quit volunteering.
Okay, but now we're talking about things that can get people into trouble. So I just want to say we are not promoting that people just drop out of the system and say, no, thank you, I don't want to be a part of it, because there are ways to do this. So I just want to say, listeners, this is his opinion from all the research that he has done. But Ralph, okay, go ahead and continue with that thought.
Well, the thing is they control so many things of everything that we're doing because they tie things into a tax, just like this Obamacare that went up recently in the Supreme Court and that got defeated. That Obamacare could have been stopped if the lawyers had have pled it to what's going on down in Texas, because what people can't grasp the concept, and they were not taught any of this. But it's being the people in Texas. Oh, man, I'm telling you, those people in Texas, that took on Obamacare, or took on the amnesty thing, and have got Mr. Obama stopped on the amnesty. What did he do? Why doesn't other people, these other attorneys, do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what he did is, we know that Congress has a process to legislate. They pass it in the House and the Senate, and they go up, and Obama signs it, or they do a veto, and two-thirds override a veto, right? That's the process to make laws of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what they're doing? The agencies are also legislating. They are making, by and through regulations, they are legislating and controlling us by regulations. What is going on, though, is scary, because in the laws of the United States, you can go to the statutes at large and you can find these listed out, can't you? Well, the agencies aren't doing the process. So what they did down in Texas, what that attorney general in 25 other states did, taking on Obama and Janet Napolitano, is they said you did something that is binding. She put out a memorandum thing that's binding, and there's no discretion. He said, you are legislating as an agency, and as such, you must go through the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. You must put it in the Federal Register. You must say that you're in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B, which says a proposed rule. You must allow comments. You must allow the people to petition this regulation if they want to take it on. Then you have to wait. You come back and you file it again. You must say you're making a subsidy rule. You must address all the comments. Then you must wait 30 days before you implement it. But you know what's so scary about this?
Okay.
I've never seen a subsidy regulation, and I know how they're done, thanks to Amy Bunk of the Federal Register, which explained it to me in D.C. But this judge, there was an attorney down here. They had the cojones to do it, and a judge actually got out and said, hey, you can't do this. And it went up to the Fifth Circuit on a 2-1. They held what that judge did. And so now Obama, you know, he was trying to run over. He said, well, I'm just going to go ahead anyway. Well, what Judge Hannon did, he said, you got till July 31st. You either get around and take back what you've been doing. Because when I said, no, thou shalt not, I meant no, thou shalt not. And he said, if you don't in August, I'm going to see all of you folks sitting here in my courtroom in person. And if you don't do something, I may sanction you. He says, I don't like to do sanctions, but you're going to answer, and you're going to be here personally. Now, why didn't any of the people that went up on the Obamacare, I went in, I downloaded on this IRS stuff up there on Obamacare, I downloaded all of the plaintiff side that are supposed to be wanting to stop it. I downloaded all the ones on the other side, all the friends of the court, amicus curiae briefs. Not one person, not one entity brought up the issue of legislating a regulation having the force and effect of law. And let me put it in this concept. This is the scary part. They went up under what's called 706, arbitrary and capricious. Now, let me put that in context. If Pelosi put out a bill, would you attack the text of the bill, or would you attack the fact that the bill had not been gone through the procedure and became a statute of the United States? Which would you attack?
Well, he would attack the bill.
No, he wouldn't, because the bill is not law yet.
See, and that's where people don't understand that the procedure is so incredibly important.
Yes, so they attack the procedure, 706, that what the IRS said that they were relying upon had never actually, they didn't attack the, first of all, it has to be a subsidy regulation and go through the Administrative Procedures Act having the force and effect of law. Why would you attack the procedure of something, or the text of the bill, if it hasn't ever went through past muster yet?
Bingo.
And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's where you're so good, is because you do all the research on this. You know, the average person, Ralph, I mean, bless their hearts, our hearts, we don't have the time, the knowledge, the background to be able to do all this. And that's why I appreciate so much that you have, because the procedure is really where it's at.
That's it. And you know what the scary part is? Do you know that they're not, okay, that we have the statutes at large, books. We can go find the laws of the United States, right? Do you know where you can go find any regulations that are subsidy regulations that have the force and effect of law? They're put in the Code of Federal Regulations with all of them. They're all mixed up together. Nothing is sorted at all. So you have to take every regulation individually and attack it to stop it.
So all 70,000 pages, which, by the way, Rand Paul just took a chainsaw to and then put it through a wood chipper, saying he wants to kill the tax code and present a fair tax, which is another whole issue. I know we're not dealing with that now, but at least he's calling attention to, you know, what a fraudulent situation it is.
Well, it's really scary. And the thing is, there is no authority for the income tax. The income tax is an internal revenue tax that is only within the 10 mile square in the District of Columbia. And that's a fact. That's not me stating it. That is the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, what's so amazing? There was a brief put out last year, October, in the District of Columbia, the Circuit Court of Appeals, and they basically gave the complete outline of how they're screwing the American people.
And how do we find that? Where is it? How do we find that?
Let me get my computer here thing up, and I can send it to you. You can post it. It is, let me give you the site here.
Okay.
It's Kuriski is the name of the case. It's Kuretski, and it's 755, F as in Frank, F3D9. 29.
Okay, now how does one look that up? Can you do a search engine and look that up? Kuriski 755F929?
Well, I have, because I have Westlaw. It'll be on Find Law or something.
Okay.
But if you don't have Find Law or something like that, I don't know. I use Westlaw. I pay $335 a month.
Yeah.
And I have access to the highest level of all taxation, like those big criminals back in D.C., lawyers and all those other guys. And I can search all of the database, statutes, everything, all the stuff in about 8 to 10 seconds. The whole.
Well, that's good, but we
library.
Can't get access to it. You know, if we don't have access to Find Law, I mean to Westlaw, no, people don't have $355 a month to put into that. But what you're saying is that the D.C. area, the 10-mile square of D.C. area, is the only place where the income tax is
that
legal?
That is where the Internal Revenue has its venue and jurisdiction, but it's done with something else that you probably have not even heard about. I don't know if you have or not. Have you ever heard of something called the Public Rights Doctrine?
No.
Okay. This is the core problem in America. It's called the Public Rights Doctrine. It started back in 1856. They give the case here in Murray's Lessee, and it was about taxation. And what it says is, now we know in our republic, we have inalienable rights from the Creator, right? There's a limited delegation of power to the several states and a limited delegation of power to the federal. Well, guess what? In the 10 miles square in the District of Columbia, Congress is not bound by what we are here in the several states think is going on. In there, they have plenary power. That means absolute power over certain things. One of them is immigration. This is what Arizona lost on. They didn't understand that the states cannot do what Congress has plenary power to do. Congress also has plenary power over what's called internal revenue. Okay? So now, how do they grab you and me?
Right.
Well, it's really slick. Are you a citizen of the United States, Joyce?
I know the answer to that, so I know what I'm supposed to say, but I, of course, in the past, have always said I was a citizen of the United States, yes.
Yeah. It's on almost every form.
Correct.
It's on the juries, before the juries are set. Why do they keep having, they ask me, am I a citizen of the United States? Doesn't anybody know who in the heck I am by now?
Okay.
You think? Federal right. juries, they have to be a citizen of the United States. State juries have to be a citizen of the United States. To vote, you got to be a citizen of the United States.
And, of course, we think that means I'm either an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, or I'm a citizen of the United States or somewhere in between. And that's what we think of that statement. But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
It is beyond belief. When you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, you have access to no constitution, including the Constitution of the United States. You do not have direct access to the Bill of Rights, 1 through 8, shocker, shocker. You do not have access to the Constitution of, you're in Missouri.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you've kind of blown people away with that one. If you are a citizen of the United States, you do not have access to the Constitution. When we come back, Ralph Winterroad is going to explain it to us. 50 minutes after the hour, this is Joyce Riley with Ralph Winterroad. AlaskaMinuteman.com. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and reaching out and questioning. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking questions, and Ralph Winterroad has probably asked more questions of the IRS than anyone else. Now, this is not something, Ralph, I just want to reiterate. This is not something you do in the back end of a you know, dark, smoke-filled room where you do all this stuff and keep it to yourself. I mean, you have already approached the IRS with this. I mean, you are out there with this information, aren't you?
I am. And we had our first win last year in August. We filed in on a enforcement on a summons that had never been done. We stopped three books and records meetings, and then we filed in a letter. We didn't even put it into the court. And 4 days later, the IRS packed up and left and said, we don't want to play with you no more.
Is that right? So, yep. Okay, to bring us up to where we were, you said that being a citizen of the United States takes away your right for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So what do you base that upon? And how do we find out that information?
Okay. There's another case. There's another case out of 1940. These are all Supreme Court cases, by the way. But see, what this other case did, the one in 1940, it's like an outline, and then they say, this is how we're doing it to you. Surprise, surprise, you ignorant people out there. Well, how would we know these things? Because they lie to us. The bottom line is you are in your natural capacity. And so they are required to keep asking you, would you like to step out of your natural, unalienable rights? And would you like to be a, quote, citizen of the United States, which is a fiction in law, and they say so, the Supreme Court of the United States, definition of person, the same status as a corporation. I really don't think the inalienable rights and the creator included corporations. So what they do, when you do this, the courts have held that you had no direct access outside of the District of Columbia as a citizen of the United States. You, what they do on the Bill of Rights, and it's right in the decisions, like the city of Chicago versus McDonald's Second Amendment, they are arguing in there about incorporating. We are going to incorporate what we choose into the fictional citizen of the United States. And in the Bill of Rights, they've not incorporated all of it, just certain parts of it. And they say it right in their Supreme Court decisions. They're just right out in the open. And there's actually, I think it's, what's the black judge, Thomas? He came out and said, you can't do this. I said, sure we can. And that's what they're doing.
Okay, let me take another position here, the devil's advocate position, because you're using a court case, a Supreme Court case here. Now, are you saying that they legislate by Supreme Court cases?
No, what they're doing is, first of all, let me back up and give you the history on the citizen of the United States. First of all, in 1866, they created a fictitious citizen of the United States in 14 Stat 27 to have the same rights as white citizens. You think that sounds a little racist? Then they memorialized it in 1868 into the 14th. Then, in 1870, they very quietly said, oh, by the way, you know, for the blacks, we all don't need to do that nonsense. You can be, because we have control of immigration, you can be naturalized, and you are equal in all respects to the white. The other part of this, having the same rights as white citizens, is still in the code today. The fictitious citizen of the United States in 42 stat 1981, 1982, and 1988. It's still right there. You can have the same rights as white citizens. Why isn't anybody up there in Congress bringing up something like that, all this racist stuff, huh? You think?
Yeah.
Because they created the fiction. That was the first thing that they had to do.
Oh. Okay, we're going to go to a break. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. That's all we're going to be gone. We'll be back with the Ralph Kermit Winter Road. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Alaska Minuteman is his website. Stay tuned.